Welcome to the Go Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner, life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude and mindset. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your daily dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path. So thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 7 of the Goal Getter Podcast. How one single decision changed my entire life. So that's quite a bold statement, isn't it? But I want to share really how this one decision has impacted my life in multiple ways. And I feel like if I didn't make this one decision, that right now my life would be so incredibly different and probably not very enjoyable. I definitely wouldn't be living the life that I wanted. And it's all because of this one decision that I made 5 to 6 years ago. And it was a hard decision. And it was a decision that I needed courage. It was a decision that not everybody agreed with. But because I stayed true to myself and I did it, my life has completely changed over the past 5 years. And the purpose of today's episode is to bring to your awareness that there's probably things in your life that you're saying no to that could really change the path of your life. And that there are things that you should be saying yes to, but because of fear, because of confidence, you know, you're keeping yourself in a place that doesn't make you happy. But when we say yes to more things that are right for us, we grow as individuals, we move forward, we progress, we become happier, we become fulfilled. I believe that there's a lot of people walking around this planet right now that are unhappy, unfulfilled, not really enjoying life, and just going along with monotonous. I can't actually say that word, but that same thing day after day. And it's just like repeat, repeat. And they're not enjoying life as they should. And I feel like that's because so many of us, we are conditioned to say no and to play small and to not, you know, move out of our comfort zone and just to, you know, just to go along with regular sort of life. Now, I'm not saying that everybody needs to go out there and do crazy things, but I think everybody should tune in and think about what are the things that I'm saying no to in my life and what can I say yes to that's going to help me feel more happy and fulfilled in my life, okay? So for me, the one single decision that really changed everything, and if I didn't make this one decision, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. And that was the decision to start my own business, okay? If I take you back about 6-7 years ago, I was working in a pharmaceutical research company. And, you know, things were going good. I had a permanent contract. There was opportunities there. You know, a lot of people were happy for me. Great, you got a good job. I would get up every single day and I would make the trek to the office. I used to have to go on the train for about an hour, get to the office. And if I think back to that time, the only thing I can really do to explain it is there was an incredible feeling of lack of purpose. And I'm really the type of person that if I'm not enjoying what I'm doing every single day,
And that doesn't mean it, like, I have to work. So it's not like I'm like enjoying every single day by sitting at the beach. I mean, like, if I'm not enjoying my work, that has a real dramatic impact on my mood and just my whole overall feeling. And when I was working in a full-time job, I just had this feeling deep down inside of me that this is not for me. This job is not for me. Like, I get it. You know, security, people say that the full-time job is security and that's what people should do. And, you know, that's what we should accept. But for me, I just had this feeling inside of me that I don't want to accept this for me. And I started thinking about, like, what else could I do? You know, what else is out there for me? And I started to think to myself, like, I always think beyond. I try to think, how can I explain this? I try to think in very large ways, if that makes sense. When I think about why we're put on this planet, I don't think, at least in my opinion, I don't believe we're put here to just grind and work in a job that we don't particularly like, and we're just going to do that for 50 years and then we die and that's it. I feel like there's a greater purpose. I feel like we're supposed to impact each other's lives. I don't feel like everybody has to go out there and own a business to do this, but I feel like there's a lot of people that are not working in jobs, that are working in jobs that they don't love, or they're living lives that they don't love as well. They're living lives that they don't love. Yeah, that's what I want to say. So for me, I started to explore this. And because I had, you know, my university degree was in food nutrition, I had overcame a horrible relationship with food. I was a yo-yo dieter. I started to think, like, I've been able to overcome this, so can I help other women overcome this too? And I have an education in it, so surely I can make a business out of it. Now, bearing in mind, I was living in a foreign country where I didn't speak the language, no family around. Which was actually probably a good thing for me because it allowed me to get clear on what I wanted. Didn't have a lot of friends. A lot of my friends were at home. So the isolation made it easier for me to not be disturbed by what other people were doing and to really tune into what I wanted to do for myself. And I started to think that I can't go for the rest of my life and work in a job that doesn't fulfill me. I can't go into an office and do the same thing every day, work on the same projects and work on something that doesn't light me up. I don't know if I'm impacting people's lives. I don't feel anything from this. So eventually I started researching the possibility of being able to start my own business, an online business. And you know, people are already doing this online thing. And I started to follow a coach that helps people to start their own online business. I was looking at him and I was following him for a while. And that just really sparked something inside of me. I was like, I seen that other people were doing it. And I thought, oh my gosh, like other people are doing this. I can do it too. Surely I can. So eventually, you know, I invested in this coach to help me start my own business. And things moved very, very fast for me. Within a matter of months, I had already replaced my salary and my job. I had clients and, you know, within like 2.5 months, I'd already quit my full-time job. And now, bear in mind, this was before I had a child. I was a lot younger then. And, you know, I just go for things. I just throw myself in head first. And I'm like, you know what? You figure things out as you go along. That's not everybody's approach, but That's how I worked, and especially when I was a lot younger as well. But I knew it was the right thing for me. I knew deep down inside it was the right thing for me. So that one decision of, you know, knowing deep down inside that that job was not for me has really changed my life in multiple ways. Now, the thing is, most people, we're conditioned to believe that staying in a job, you should just do it because that's what you should do. You should be grateful for that. And I get it. I get it, like, that, you know, it's not just as easy to go and start or look for a different job. And I know there's so many other things that we need to think about here. And I'm not saying that people need to go out there and jump and do something rash or something silly. But there's no harm in exploring other things that can bring you happiness and fulfillment. Okay? So that one decision that I made. And even when everybody else told me I was silly, stupid, had no idea how to run a business, and I do now. I didn't then. I'm not great. I wasn't great with social media, technology, anything like that. So I had a lot of reasons not to do it, but I followed my intuition. My gut was telling me, Anna, you're more to give to this world. Trust in yourself. You can do this. And I followed my path. And that has allowed my life to transform in so many ways. So for 5 years, I've been working for myself. And I work from home. I work from a laptop. I've worked from multiple places in the world. I've lived in Los Angeles for 3 months. I've lived in Bali for 4 months. I took me and my partner, you know, traveling around the world for 9 months. We're planning our next location-free travel, where we're also going to bring our son. I'm not stuck to one place. Because I now have a son, I figure out when I want to work. You know, how much do I want to work? Now, bearing in mind at this point, I can be more selective because I have a fully established business and I've been doing it for 5 years. So at the start, it was a bit different. There was a bit more grafting involved, you know, because you're starting a business. But at this point, I can really create something that suits my life so that, you know, my son Leo is 10 months. I'm still breastfeeding him. And if I was in an office right now and I'm going into an office 5 days a week, I tell you what, I wouldn't still be breastfeeding him because I wouldn't be able to manage it. Getting up and running out the door at 9 o'clock, coming home at 6 o'clock, you know, pumping throughout the day. I would not be able to do that. But because I have this freedom, I've been able to still continue breastfeeding my son and just be there with him. Like, you know, when you have a child, like I know probably a lot of you moms feel the same, I want to be with him a lot of the time. Now, don't get me wrong, he goes to daycare one day a week. And I get, you know, a little bit of help from family here and there as well. But he, you know, generally he's with me a lot of the time and it's fantastic. I love it, you know, and even if I have help, you know, someone's coming over and picking him up and they take him for like 4 hours, I still see him in the morning. We still have our lazy mornings together. I still go and pick him up and you know, we walk back together home and there's no rushing. I think that there's no rushing. I get to create my schedule based around my family, around how I want our life to be, rather than allowing a system to dictate what life should be like. I wanna be able to control my life and my family's life. And the way I can do that is by having my own business. Okay? So it's allowed me more freedom. It's allowed me to create my own schedule, as I mentioned, to work the hours that I want. You know, sometimes I work a bit more in the evenings now because I don't want to work as much during the day with Leo. No problem. It's my choice. And the other thing is that I have a huge sense of purpose. I get up every single day and I'm receiving messages from people like, you have changed how I feel. I feel confident. You've impacted my life in so many ways. I feel free around food. I see our students in our certification that are also choosing this path where they don't want to work in the corporate world and they want to have more freedom. And I see them blossoming and flourishing as they go through the process. I see them, you know, getting more confident and realizing their own potential. You know, I feel like that's also my deepest purpose is helping women realize their actual potential, whether that's potential professionally, as in like becoming a coach and starting their own business and creating a business they desire, or it's helping women with, you know, creating that healthy relationship around food and losing weight in a healthy way and realizing their own potential in that way, because potential can come in different forms. And that lights me up. Like, I get up every single day and I have that feeling of, how can I help people today? How can I serve? How can I make the world a better place? You know, how can I help somebody move towards their goals? And I'm helping other people. And that doesn't feel like work. Even though over the last 5 years, I have worked and I have worked hard to get my business to this place. So it's not saying that it's the easier path. But every ounce of work that I put into my own business, I felt the benefits because it's been for me. And then, you know, that impact of on other people's lives, that purpose, seeing the knock-on effect, that no other feeling can compare to that. So that allows me to get up every single day and feel inspired, feel motivated. It encourages me to push myself more because I'm a motivation to other women. I don't expect my clients to get up and make healthy choices if I'm not. I don't expect my students in our certification to, you know, step up in their game if I'm not. So it encourages me to be to live my best life because I want to show people their potential and I want to show them that by living through my own potential. So it has this knock-on effect for us all to be better ourselves. So bringing it back to that one decision, if I had not have chosen that one decision of starting my own business, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And my life would be really different because I probably would be working a full-time job 40 hours a week. I would probably be a lot more stressed. I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of stress in my life. I run a business, so of course there's stress involved. You know, there's different worries, there's different things to think about. But I don't have the stress of having to run around and be constantly on the go or trying to, you know, make time for eating and looking after my family and you know, not being present with them. I have time for everything because I've created that for myself. So that one decision also has been able to impact not just my life, but other people's lives. I've supported thousands of women over the past 5 years in my coaching. And people that have not even coached with us, people that have just, you know, followed my advice and followed my freebies, and that's even impacted their lives. Our students, it's going to impact their lives and their families' lives. So I have, just by me believing in myself, I have impacted not just my life, not just my family's life, but hundreds and thousands of other people's lives. So my question to you today is, it's not that you have to go out there and start a business. That's not what this is about. I'm sharing that this is my story and just how, by making one decision, one very powerful decision in my life was something that wasn't feeling right. And for me to have the courage to step up and to change that, how it's changed everything for me. Everything. I am now living a completely different life of freedom. So what is the one decision that you need to make? Is it a decision of switching jobs, moving from one industry to another? Is it reducing your working hours? Is it starting a new program, learning more, doing a new hobby, like taking up painting, taking up running? You know, we constantly just say we don't have time for things. We constantly shrug things off in our lives. But these are the things that we need in our lives. And I feel like if we, as individuals, live more from our intuitiveness and our gut, then we would have a more happy planet. We would have more people feeling fulfilled, happy, excited, confident. Because more people are listening to what they actually want in their own life. Whereas what happens is, when you have an idea of something that you want to do, even if I bring it back to like people that would join our weight loss, the Weight Loss Academy, the 12-week program, if somebody wants to do that because they want to get control over their eating habits and they want to lose weight after years of, you know, yo-yo dieting, they want to learn how to do it in a healthy way. But if their husband says no, then they don't do it. Or somebody else doesn't agree, they don't do it. So they are getting the intuitive, they're getting the message from themselves that they should do it, but they're allowing other people, they're allowing outside factors to impact the choices. And I can tell you that every single decision I've made over the past 5 years, I have had multiple times when people have told me, what am I doing? I'm crazy, you're silly, you're stupid. I've done it anyway. because this is my life. I'm responsible for my life, nobody else's. And if I make mistakes, it's my fault. It's my fault, but I don't look at things as mistakes. I look at them as learning experiences. If I do something wrong, there's a learning there. What did I have to learn in that experience? And then I grow. And then I won't do it again. So I've grown and I've flourished as an individual. If we don't make mistakes, we're not going to grow. We're going to stay the same and we're going to stay stagnant. And we're not here to be on this planet to stay stagnant. We're here to grow. We're here to flourish. We're here to transform. That's part of it. I don't believe that we're here to just be stuck in that, you know, day-to-day life, as they call it. I think there's something more exciting there for us. There's something more exciting for people that have the courage to follow their own gut. And when other people say that's not a good idea, that you think, you say to yourself, well, I feel like it is, so I'm going to do it and I'm going to give it a try. And as I said, if more people would listen to those thoughts, make their decisions based on what they want, we'll have more happier people in this planet. So my question to you today is, what's a decision? What's one decision that you need to make that could change the direction of your life? A simple decision. It doesn't have to be anything massive. As I said, it doesn't have to be starting your own business. It doesn't even have to be anything to do with your job. But it can be something that's profound. Something that you know has been coming up, you know, for a long time. And that's a clue. If you keep getting like this reminder in your mind, do this. Like if it's like start running or start this class or start this training or start this certification or do this. Do, you know, if that keeps coming back to you, that's a sign that that's what you need to do. Do it. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? I always say to myself when I'm making decisions, what have I got to lose? Because I know by making a decision, nobody's going to die. And that's the most important thing to me, that nobody around me dies. Everything else is figureoutable, you know? So start looking at life through that lens. Everything is always figureoutable, if that's the right word. You know what I mean? What's the worst that could happen if I did that? Or people say that I don't have enough time. You have time. Make time. We make time for what's a priority. So folks, that's what I wanted to talk about today. That one single decision that I made in my life about 6 or 7 years ago. And I just started by exploring it. When I first had the decision to start my own business, I didn't start it straight away. I explored. I researched. I looked around. I looked at my options. I evaluated. I reviewed. I thought about my next steps. I took my time. Before I invested in a coach and actually started my business, it didn't happen straight away. So whatever that decision is for you, just think about it. And at the start, all you're doing is maybe thinking about it and thinking about what that would look like for you. And it's different for all of us. Okay, but that one decision that you need to make could be the thing that actually changes the direction of your life. And that's exactly what happened to me. So I would love to know what you feel like that one decision is that you need to make. What's holding you back? And what do you need to do? So share with me on Instagram what your decision is. What is it that you feel you need to do? You can tag me in your stories. Just follow me. I am Anna Wallace. Let me know your takeaways from the episode and that one single decision that you feel you need to do. I would love to hear. And I hope this episode was useful for you. I always love to share my experience. And hopefully you can... Everybody's different, but hopefully you can take a little bit from this episode and my experience in my life and apply it to your own, because we're all different. So thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in today, and I will see you on the next episode.